bird note from Seattle Audubon. It's one of those clear, quiet winter mornings when Mount Baker's elegant, snow-shrouded form marks the northern horizon as we look across Puget Sound. The silence is broken by a series of loud, melodious calls. We scan the water for the source of this wild music. And there, 100 yards out where the water deepens, has gathered a small cluster of sea ducks, dressed mostly in white. They are long-tailed ducks, back for the winter from nesting far to the north. Long-tailed ducks are named for the male's plumage. Long, slender tail plumes extend almost a foot behind his body. The glamorous male, feathered in sparkling white with a dark cheek and back, holds his rapier tail cocked at a jaunty angle. Long-tailed ducks are far more vocal than most ducks, a feature that has earned them a host of charming nicknames. Some of these names attempt to capture the music of the male's call. These include John Connolly, my Aunt Huldy, and from the Cree language, Hahaway. Look and listen for elegant long-tailed ducks on our deep water bays this winter. Writers for Bird Note include Bob Sundstrom, Francis Wood, Ellen Blackstone, Dennis Paulson, and Todd Peterson. I'm Frank Corrado.